This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The Trump administration is trying to amplify voices of dissent in Iran after the Islamic Republic denied and then admitted it shot down a Ukrainian passenger plane. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
I think the regime's having a very bad week.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien tells ABC's This Week.
This is a regime that's reeling from maximum pressure. They're reeling from their incompetence in this situation. And the people of Iran are just fed up with it.
But he says the Trump administration isn't after regime change.
It's never been our policy to change the regime in Iran, but the people of Iran are going to have, hopefully have the ability at some point to elect their own government and to be governed by the leaders they choose.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Taiwan's incumbent president Tsai Ing-wen won a second term in office this weekend and a mandate seen as a demonstration of Taiwanese citizens' wish to keep their autonomy rather than fall in line with Beijing. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has more.
The election is a stern rebuke to Beijing following a campaign that was dominated by China's efforts to get the island to accept Beijing's rule under a one-country, two-systems model. Tsai has firmly rejected the policy but has called for talks to resume with China, saying she hoped Beijing understood Taiwan and its people would not submit to intimidation. China cut off a dialogue mechanism when Tsai took office in 2016 and has regularly flown bombers near the island since. Tsai beat her main opponent Han Kyu of the Kuomintang Party, which favors close ties with China, by more than 2.6 million votes.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy reporting. President Tsai met Sunday with de facto U.S. ambassador to Taipei, William Brent Christensen, director of the American Institute in Taiwan. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.